Does that mean Gaza should be nuked? That's not what I said, but my point was they did what was necessary to win those wars in World War II. We need to do what is necessary to win those wars today.
Liz Ryan spoke to Congressman Randy Fine about the reaction to a provocative comment he made on national news.
Fine got national attention for this comment he made to Fox News.
In World War II, we did not negotiate a surrender with the Nazis. We did not negotiate a surrender with the Japanese. We nuked the Japanese twice in order to get unconditional surrender. That needs to be the same here.
For example, Tucker Carlson said of Fine, quote, "We hope he gets the help he needs." Fine shared his candid reaction.
I just think he just takes Muslim terrorist money. I think he's just bought off by the Qataris. The guy's just a nut. But look, if he has the balls, I'm happy to go and talk to him. He doesn't because he's not that bright. I've offered to go on Tucker Carlson's show, but I think he's too big of a coward to actually have someone smart on.
In order to clarify his comments, Fine references the military actions the U.S. took in World War II as a call to action to use the same level of force today in the Middle East.
When we fought evil in World War II, we didn't go, boo-hoo-hoo, the Germans are suffering, let's cut a deal. We didn't say to the Japanese, oh no, you're suffering, let's cut a deal. No, we nuked them twice in order to get them to unconditionally surrender. And Gaza is a situation no different. So Israel needs to do what is necessary in order to win the war.
He was quick to voice his disregard for those who he claims misinterpreted his comments.
People claiming I said Israel should nuke Gaza are idiots. But remember, they may be from Gaza. And in Gaza, 50% of people are married to their cousins. So obviously they do have a lot of people who aren't very smart.
Tomorrow, I talk to Fine about his Preventing Anti-Semitic Harassment on Campus Act. For Flagler's Morning News, I'm Liz Ryan.